Late this past week, President Bush telephoned the Prime Minister of India to inform him that the United States will allow the sale of F-16 fighter jets to Pakistan. The decision was expected, but it still prompted protests from India, a long-standing rival of Pakistan, particularly over the disputed region of Kashmir. The Bush administration also has authorized negotiations for India to purchase sophisticated new planes from American manufacturers. Despite that assurance, an Indian spokesman said the sale of planes to Pakistan would upset the balance of power on the Asian subcontinent. Concerns about the purchase of modern warplanes by Pakistan are exacerbated by persistent reports that Islamabad continues efforts to expand its nuclear weapons program, including attempts to purchase high-tech components on the international arms black market. Josh Meyer reports on that story in the Los Angeles Times this weekend. He joins me in the studio. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
So, what equipment is being purchased, and how is Pakistan making these purchases?
Well, so far, U.S. officials believe that they've bought some specialized oscilloscopes, which can be used to make and test nuclear weapons, and also these things called triggered spark gaps, which are very precision-made, high-speed switches, which can be used as nuclear detonators. And what they say is that Pakistan is buying them on the black market by disguising the purchases from American companies through third parties or by disguising where they're headed or even what country they're headed for. For instance, buying them saying they're going to South Africa when they're in fact going from South Africa then on to Pakistan afterwards.
So how did the U.S. find out about it? Who conducted the investigations and how did they piece together what's going on?
Well, it's a fascinating case. The U.S. Commerce Department and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security both have federal agents whose job it is to police the export of these very restricted high-technology products. And what happens is when they catch these things going out somewhere, they try to track them and see where they're going to see if they are going to places where they're not supposed to be going, like Pakistan.
And in this case, they got some tips. They went there to find out. How did they pursue it in this case?
Well, in this investigation, they got lucky. They had an insider who tipped them off to what was happening at the beginning of this case. They were able to trace some of the products from the United States to South Africa, and then on to the United Arab Emirates, and then on to Pakistan. And by that, they were able to arrest somebody, use him as a cooperating witness, and then piece this whole thing together, and they say trace it to a front company in Pakistan.
Are they getting cooperation from Pakistan to go there?
They have not gone to Pakistan, and it's not exactly clear why not. It's not clear if the U.S. government hasn't passed along the request to Pakistan to give permission for the investigators to go, or if Pakistan has gotten the request and said no. But the investigators have been waiting for about a year to go.
Now, you actually talked to the guy in Islamabad who's at the center of this trafficking scheme, according to investigators. What's his story?
Well, his story changes a lot. The U.S. Commerce Department and Homeland Security have not talked about the case. There's a gag order on it, and it's also been sealed in federal court. But at the center of this is a man named Humayun Khan, who's an arms dealer or a purchaser in Pakistan. And I had a long conversation with him, and he said that somebody else bought the parts. Then he said somebody in his company bought them, and he didn't know it. And then he said people outside bought them. And so he's given various answers, which is why the authorities want to go talk to him and get to the bottom of it.
And how does the U.S. sale of F-16 fighter jets to Pakistan fit into the overall picture?
Ironically, 15 years ago when we first were going to sell these fighter jets to Pakistan, we blocked the transaction because of their evidence that they were engaged in a clandestine effort to build nuclear weapons.
And that no longer seems to be as important?
Well, I think the calculus changed after 9/11. The United States says that Pakistan is needed as an important ally in the war on terrorism, but there's a lot of critics out there, some even in the United States government, that say that that we're going too easy on Pakistan, that we need to sort of try to pressure them on issues like nonproliferation, even when we are relying on them for help in the counterterrorism effort.
Josh Meyer is a reporter in the Los Angeles Times Washington Bureau. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.